So coming up, it's the Way of Love Live.
It's the Way of Love Live. The variety show committed to bringing you positive stories and life-affirming messages.
Combined with enough inspirational music and satirical comedy to make it worth everyone's while.
With informative interviews and dynamic guests, we present the best of what our global community has to offer.
In a format we lovingly call short attention span theater, we combine vaudevillian styles with futuristic sound effects technology for maximum entertainment value.
Together we focus on the most important issues of the day by exploring informed and enlightened approaches wherever we can find them.
Using serialized fiction, we bring to life great stories from the past and sci-fi possibilities of the future.
Thank you for joining us in our multimedia foray into the positive possibilities of our planet.
Hang on, you never know what to expect.
Here we go. It's the Way of Love Live.
Okay, folks. Trying to keep my feet here out on the bay. It's a beautiful sailing day, although a little rainy and a little cold, but we're holding it together. We're on the Way of Love sloop, ancient sailing vessel that we've restored. And you know, we like to bring you along with us on all of our journey. Whoa, that was a close one. Sorry, having trouble keeping my footing here, and I'm feeling, you know, like a drunken sailor, which will bring us to the topic of today. Yes, you know, those sea shanties have suddenly been popular on TikTok and then on other various online formats, and they've always been popular with me, and so I decided to take us out on the bay. Oh, it's really rocking out here. I'll tell you, if you're any ships out there, you better be heading in soon, and we're going to be heading in an hour, but for this hour, oh, gotta hold on. We're gonna be enjoying ourselves. It's a crazy, crazy day out here on the bay. Absolutely wind and blowing and raining, but we're enjoying ourselves and we're bringing it here for you. Like I said, I'm feeling like a drunken sailor, and so if we're talking about folk music and sea shanties, whoa, how better than to start it off with our favorite American folk singer, Pete Seeger, singing Drunken Sailor. We'll be right back, and I'll be holding on. Don't worry, I've got my safety line on, and we're having a great time out here on the bay. Although, we can't be out here long, it's pretty stormy, but enjoy this night, this day, this show about sailing. Even if I do feel a little drunk, I'll try to stay well enough to bring you this show. Okay, this is MC Hager, and it's The Way of Love Live, bringing you Pete Seeger and Drunken Sailor.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? Oh, lie in the morning. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Oh, lie in the morning. Throw him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Her lie in the morning. Way,
she rises, way, hey, up she rises, her lie in the morning.
All right, welcome back to the ye old USS Way of Love, the sloop that we've restored for this show. And I'm holding it on, holding on for dear life out here on the bay, but enjoying every minute of it. Yes, that was Pete Seeger with Drunken Sailor. I love that line. Shave him, shave his belly with a rusty railer. Ooh, with a rusty razor. That's smart, let me tell you. But it's one of the classic, very salty aspects of this music is that it's a bit gruff. I had to do a little bit of extra checking for language before we went out and broadcast today, but I've done my homework, and we're going to be really enjoying all of these ditties as we spend the day out on the sea to bring you that lovely, exciting, immersive experience that is the Way of Love Live. It is a beautiful day out here, but don't come out. It's getting stormy. It's really stormy. The waves are big, and, you know, it's been a fantastic period for big waves. For any of you who follow such things, in fact, it's been fantastic, the big waves, whether it's Jaws in Maui or Pipeline in Oahu or Mavericks here at home or Navarre. All of the big wave places around the world have been going off. And so, you know, I wanted to bring a little bit of the surf to you guys here, too. And as you know, one of the things I love is that the blues, the music combined in the history of guitar with surf guitar. And how better to talk about surf and blues and surf guitar combining than with Dick Dale and Stevie Ray Vaughan combining for Pipeline. right. Now, I know I promised you a lot of ditties, a lot of sea shanties, and, well, maybe a surf guitar isn't a sea shanty, but I love to mix it up, you know me. This is MC Hager. You're listening to It's a Way of Love Live on KBCZ 90.1 FM, and we're out on the ocean today, just trying to stay warm, trying to stay dry, not doing a very good job, but we are enjoying ourselves, and like I said, I would be bringing sea shanties for you today, so I'm going to follow through with that promise. And here we have definitely a sea shanty by John C. Reilly, My Son John. Enjoy. Yes, that was John C. Reilly with My Son John. We're enjoying the sea, the salt, the breeze, the air, the wind, the sting in your face. You can feel it. I know you can out there. And I want to thank everybody. Last week, you know, it was when we were broadcasting, I think it was 80 degrees outside, and we said, we're going to honor winter. We're going to keep winter here because we need it. We needed the rain, so we brought you out to that mental space where you could feel it, you could understand the wind, and we did it a little too well. Boy, did it come on this week. But I want to thank everybody for enjoying that special energy of that immersive theater of the mind that we like to bring you here on It's the Way of Love Live. What an experience. What a beautiful life. We live here on the coast, which is now not the West Coast, it's the Wet Coast. I'm glad for it to be wet. We are enjoying, whoa, just gotta keep holding on here. I get so involved with this music, I forget to pay attention to where I am, but I hope you guys are enjoying the show as much as I am. And now I said we were going to be focusing on some more of those ditties and some more of the famous singers that have brought you these shanties. And so one of them is Burl Ives. Now, Burl Ives may be better known for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and some of his Christmas songs, but a lot of people don't realize that perhaps at the time his most common and known for type of song was the sea shanty. And this one goes out to my daughter because we noticed how many Jacks are out there in the various programs that we watch. And well, in this case, Jack was every inch a sailor by Burl Ives.
When she was a laying to, about 25 or 30 miles southeast of Baccaloon.
Yes, Jack was every inch a sailor. I can't say the same for myself. But we are definitely enjoying ourselves out here on the ocean and bringing you some amazing ocean songs. Now, we've been talking a lot about the various sea ditties, all of the sea shanties that have been successful over the years, but we haven't talked about the most successful sea shanty. And so, there was, in fact, a sea shanty that was the number one song of a particular album that is perhaps the best well-known song of the album of the Beach Boys, and that is Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, and it's Sloop John B., which reached number three, the top song in 1966 of Pet Sounds. And this is Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys.
We come on this sloop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. I wanna go home. So I stop.
Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys. We're out here on the bay in the USS Way of Love. It's Way of Love Live. But we still can receive those special requests. And so we had a special request for Days of the New. And as I'm trying to stand out here, I'm trying to figure out where I stand. So here is Where I Stand by the Days of the New. guess I know where I stand now. I stand as a firm fan of Days in the New. Thank you, caller. That was fantastic. I love to hear something new, and especially when it can take days for me to hear all of their stuff. I'll be listening to more of them and bring more of them to you later. Right now, you are listening to It's a Way of Love Live, and we are out here on the bay trying to keep our feet, trying to stay afloat on the USS Way of Love, the old sloop that we bring you this show about the sea. You know, we like to mix it up, and so as I can keep my footing here, I'm going to do a little interpretation of a poem for you by Rabindranath Tagore, the famous Nobel Prize winning poet from India of the early 20th century. And here it is, Sail Away by Rabindranath Tagore. Early in the day, it was whispered that we should sail in a boat. Only thou and I, and never a soul in the world, would know of this, our pilgrimage to no country and to no end. In that shoreless ocean, at thy silently listening smile, my songs would swell in melodies, free as waves, free from all bondage of words. Is this the time not come yet? Are there works still to do? Lo, the evening has come upon the shore, and in the fading light the seabirds come, flying to their nests. Who knows when the chains will be off, and the boat, like the last glimmer of sunset, will vanish into the night. And that was Sail Away by Rabindranath Tagore. Very appropriate for our journey. Of course, we know when this boat is going to sail, and it's not going to vanish into the night. It's going to come into the harbor, because that's where we got to go. But we still have 27 minutes, and we're holding on. We're holding on for you folks so that you can enjoy our journey, our sea journey, through the old shanties of old and some new shanties as well. You know, I like to mix it up with some comedy too, so how could we go out to sea without having a little laugh? We gotta take ourselves lightly, and you know how much I like Jim Gaffigan. Turns out he has the best sea jokes too. Go figure. So we're going to joke about the sea right now. Meanwhile, you are listening to It's a Way of Love Live on KBCZ 90.1 FM, Boulder Creek Community Radio, and KBCZ.org. 100% original programming. And folks, you know, I ain't nothing if not original. So here we go with some sea jokes by Jim Gaffigan.
I was watching Animal Planet. Do you know that the male seahorse has the baby? And I was thinking, why don't they just call that the female seahorse? You know, it's just some stubborn scientist, you know? Yeah, that one there is a male seahorse. Bill, that one's having a baby. Male has the baby. You're fired. My favorite animal is the manatee, the sea cow. Have you ever seen that animal? The manatee is endangered, and I think it's because it's out of shape. It looks like a retired football player. You ever seen it on the Discovery Channel? It's always floating around like, I'm bloated. Too much pizza. And the manatee is also called the sea cow. I mean, that kind of sounds like an insult. It's almost as if the manatee was introduced to the ocean. The other animals were like, who's the new guy? And the manatee was like, oh, hi, everyone. You can call me the manatee.
You're right, sea cow.
Name's manatee, fellas.
Sea cow, fat ass.
Doesn't the manatee kind of look like a guest on the Ricky Lake show?
Ricky, I'm here because I'm endangered.
And then one of those mean people in the audience would offer up the advice,
yeah, I want to say something to the sea pig.
That's sea cow.
Whatever.
Sea pig, you got to get yourself an education and a job. I live in the ocean. It just so happened you live in the ocean because you ain't got no job. I don't know what you're... You got getting Weight Watchers, some kind of program? I have a layer of blubber to keep my body warm in the water. Whatever, talk to my hand.
I was feeling uncomfortable when I go in a seafood restaurant. They have that lobster tank sitting there. All the lobsters appearing out like, hey, what are you here for?
I'm here to eat you. Yeah, right. Hey, Harvey, this guy. Harvey?
Oh, and Harvey was gone. I love the Boston energy. And you guys, all of New England, you guys love your seafood. And it's just disgusting.
Lobster.
I was vacationing on Cape Cod because I'm white. And I was at this seafood restaurant, right? And this guy came over to our table. It wasn't even our waiter. He came over to our table. He was like, hey, I could not. I don't know how to do the Boston accent.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
And I was like, I thought I'd order what I want. I wasn't really in the mood for bug meat. Because that's what shellfish are. They're just creepy, crawly, giant insects on the bottom of the ocean. You know, fish are swimming around like, we gotta get an exterminator up in this piece.
They're bugs! They have a shell like a bug. They have spindly legs and crawl around like a bug. They have antennae like a monster. They're probably monsters. Like, if you went home and you saw a chicken in your house, you'd be like, what the hell is that chicken doing in my house? But if you saw a lobster, you'd be like, we're moving. Because there's not a nickel's worth of difference between a lobster and a giant scorpion. Now, I understand everyone loves lobster. I love lobster. Hey, I like butter, too. Okay?
How can I eat 3 sticks of butter? Well, I find this giant swimming sea scorpion.
It's just a spoonful of butter helps the bug meat go down.
In the most delightful way.
Lobster tail. Is that the area near the butt?
That's what I want, a little turf and bug butt.
How about those restaurants where you have to pick out your own lobster? You're like, I guess I'll take that one that's really struggling with the rubber bands. He seems appealing. Why don't we boil him to death? Why am I involved in this decision? The Northeast, it's all shellfish. Maryland with the crab. Isn't it kind of a red flag you need a hammer to eat a crab? Oh, you're having the crab? Let me get you some tools. So you can crack open that bug shell and get that half a bite of bug meat. Crab, it's too much work. They're like the pistachio of seafood. And there's that nasty part of the crab you're not supposed to eat. I think it's called all of it. Because they're crabs, as in the sexually transmitted disease. That has the same name because it's the exact same thing. They're just the baby version of the dinner crab. You know, God's up in heaven going, what do I got to do to stop them from eating the crabs? I gave it a rock hard shell. I put it on the bottom of the ocean. I named a disease after it. You're gonna have to go back down there. I don't even know how people order crabs with a straight face.
Yeah, my wife and I, you know what? I'll get crabs and I'll give her some. Don't tell her, I want it to be a surprise.
Even the crab as a creature is creepy. It always looks like it's trying to avoid an awkward situation. Is that, oh, I owe that guy money, crap. I wish I liked seafood. I do. I live in near Chinatown in New York because I'm Chinese. And like most Chinatowns, a lot of the restaurants in Chinatown have live seafood tanks in the windows. And I'm always like, do you want us to come in there? Or are these sea monsters protecting your establishment? Because I am scared.
I've been trying to swim a lot, you know. You always hear swimming's the best exercise, but
have you seen how fat whales are?
Whales, they're like swimming all the time.
It's not working, whales. Not working.
Whales always kind of sound depressed, don't they?
Rejected by eHarmony. My Facebook friends forgot my birthday. Why am I so bad at hide and seek? The fish always find me.
Wouldn't it be great if we found out whales were in complete denial about how huge they are? It's mostly water weight. A lot of water weight. Once after a show, someone came up to me and they're like, you know, whales aren't fat, they have a layer of blubber. I thought calling myself Big Bone was a cop-out. Blubber, that's like the opposite of muscle. It goes like muscular, toned, flabby, and then like a mile away is blubber. Fat made a noise, would be blubber. Damn you, Plankton, you don't even taste good. Plankton, that can't be that high in calories. That's got to be frustrating for some whales. All they eat is plankton. I only eat plankton. You know, the fish are like, and cupcakes. Just plankton sprinkled on pizza. It's mostly water weight. I do love whales. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. But it's not like there are people that are anti-whale anyway. You know, it's like, oh, don't bring up whales around my dad. He'll go off. Damn whales are all fat and lazy. Living off the government. Taking our jobs. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Whales must have poor body image. Can you imagine having a part of your body called a blowhole? And it's on top of your head? You think when whales get older, they have less control over their blowhole? They're just in the middle of a normal conversation. What do you say? You and I grab some plankton. Excuse me. This is so embarrassing. I was just in the Indian Ocean and my stomach really can't handle that. The old whale geography diarrhea joke. Coming in handy. You always hear number one killer of whales, mankind. You know, as if there's tons of competition. Let's take a look at the leaderboard of whale killers. Still number one, mankind. Number two, the pelican with a machine gun. And a distant third, the lion on a jet ski. Back to you, Bill. I do love whales. Went whale watching. I don't know if you've ever done that. We were sitting there for a couple hours, and then I saw a whale. And I tell you, I realized I had wasted half a day. I had paid $100 to see something I wouldn't watch on television. We were told by the captain, or more accurately, slurred at. By the way, when are you a captain, and when are you just a drunk guy with a boat? Because based on our captain, we should start calling homeless people boatless people. Because if they had a boat, they'd be a captain. Our captain, Captain Morgan, he told us the whale we saw was a sperm whale. Yeah, I don't know who came up with that name. Maybe like an 8-year-old boy? I was thinking sperm whale or booger whale. Well, really, there wasn't one scientist back then to be like, well, obviously we're not really going to call it the sperm whale. This is going to be in textbooks. Come on, people. Sperm whale. There was, what kind of mindset would you have to be in? Yeah, to me it looks like a giant sperm. Yeah, to me it looks like you shouldn't be naming animals. And please don't open a hot dog stand. Even if I thought something looked like a sperm, I wouldn't admit it. Jim, what do you think that whale looks like? Well, it certainly doesn't look like a sperm. Let's get that out of the way. Even if I was asked to look through a microscope and identify sperm, I'd be like, oh, look at that, miniature whales.
Miniature whales. We're back. Yes, enjoying this day, this afternoon on the sea and laughing our guts out with Jim Gaffigan and his sea humor. Trying to stay afloat and enjoying it fully, you know. There's so much to be said about whales. And, you know, we want to talk about whales because a lot of these sea shanties were, in fact, old whaling songs. And, of course, thank goodness that the whaling has gone out of fashion, although there still are countries that do it. And they're going to be, hopefully sooner or later, even ending that process of pseudo-scientific whaling. But we want to bring some songs in here in support of the whales. And you know what? I love when we have cross-platform, cross-media, when stuff mixes it up and we have something that's not what it seems to be. And who is more famous for being something they don't seem to be than the Partridge Family? So, in honor of the whales, we have the Partridge Family and the Whale Song. Whale Song by the Partridge Family. I love the line that if we lose this song, the song of man will be the next one to go. We have to remember that we love our songs here, and we don't want them to go. What a beautiful female voice bringing it to us. Speaking of a beautiful female voice, I have a special one that's going to come on to bring us some more poetry. as we keep our footing out here on the ocean. Raquel, are you there?
Hello, everybody. And thank you, MC, for bringing us wonderful ocean content, and I love the whales. I wanted to share with you a poem by Ellie Lejeune from allpoetry.com, and it's called Sea Goddess. Depths of love, sea-swept form, her beauty ocean's own, adoring endless wandering wind and wave, lonely solitude of moonlit tide, her beauty ocean's own, adoring selfish seas claiming her its own, lonely solitude of moonlit tides. Goddess of the sea, heart of love. Selfish seas claiming her its own, keeping sailors ever safe to sea. Goddess of the sea, heart of love, caring, protecting her heart fulfilled, keeping sailors ever safe to sea. Endless wandering wind and wave, caring, protecting her heart fulfilled. Depths of love, sea-swept formed. Thank you. And that again is called Sea Goddess.
Thank you, Star of the Sea, Raquel. You know, we're enjoying our moment, but we are coming into port soon, and we're on this beautiful wooden ship, the SS Way of Love. And speaking of wooden ships, as I did my research for the show, I was very interested to discover a very special song, Wooden Ships, by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, was in fact about a post-apocalyptic time, and that wooden ships were used because they wouldn't ionize in the radioactivity of the war that was supposed to have happened. And it was a whole new thing, a new idea of wooden ships, that wooden ships are important because they're safer with nuclear waste. So I'm so glad that the SS Way of Love is wood. And here is Wooden Ships by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Thank you.
This is MC Hager. That was Wooden Ships by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And we're setting a course now for the Santa Cruz Yacht Harbor, coming in, bringing this show home. Hope you enjoyed it. I was able to keep my footing. We lost no one out on the bay today. Let's keep it that way. There's our lighthouse, so we're enjoying it. This has been It's a Way of Love Live. We will be back next week, Sunday, 4 p.m. And we hope you enjoyed this journey, and we hope you'll come and enjoy another one with us next week. This is MC Hager. It's a Way of Live, KBCZ 90.1 FM, Boulder Creek Community Radio, KBCZ.org. And we're going to go out with a calm as the sea is on the bottom of the ocean. We can enjoy one of our favorites, the Beatles, as they explore the calm, deep world of an octopus's garden by the Beatles. Until next week, folks, MC Hager about to dock and put this ship to bed and call it a day. Until next week, Octopus's Garden.
To tell us what to do.